In our previous share, we discussed the halacha quoted in the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Resh Ayin Tes, that the table on which there is a candelabra, where the candles were burning Bein Hashmashos as Shabbos began, becomes muksa for the duration of Shabbos. And as we discussed, the Mishnah Berurah in Siman Resh Ayin Zayin Sif Katan Yud Ches quotes the famous minig that one should put chalas on the table in order that the table should be a basis l'issa l'heter, and therefore if one will want to be able to move that table on Shabbos, he will not have any issue. If, as we also discussed in that shir, one did not have chalas or a dover heter on the table as Shabbos began, then the table is a basis l'davar asur, and the halach is one may not move the table. The Paiskim discuss, what is the halach if one didn't put chalas on the table? What would be the halach regarding the tablecloth? Will the tablecloth also be considered a basis l'davar asur, and therefore one would not be allowed to move the tablecloth either? Or is the tablecloth not considered a basis l'davar asur, and even though you can't move the table that you had that lit candelabra on, it wouldn't affect the status of the tablecloth? And there's actually quite an interesting machloikis hapoiskim around the shayla. The Shulchan Aruch Rav in Siman Resh Ayin Zayin Sif Vav says that the tablecloth never becomes a basis, because the person is interested that his candelabra should be on his table, not on his tablecloth. Yes, a tablecloth has a tablecloth on it, but the tablecloth is not, according to him, connected to the candelabra in any way, and therefore he and other Paiskim and the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Yud Ches say that B'Shas HaDchak you could rely on that opinion. Another reason why the Paiskim say the tablecloth is not considered a basis to the candelabra, because the purpose of the tablecloth is to cover the table, and there is therefore no connection between the tablecloth and the candelabra, and therefore again the tablecloth would not be considered a basis l'davar asur. The Prima Gadim opinion is that only the part of the tablecloth on which the candelabra is, that is considered a basis, because you can't compare, he says, the tablecloth to the table. He says when we look at the table, the entire table is a basis to the candelabra, because you can't have a half a table. You need a whole table. If part of the table is missing, your table will collapse and you can't have a candelabra on it. Whereas when it comes to the tablecloth, you could have the candelabra on the table without tablecloth. So even though the part that it's directly on is certainly below the davar muksa, and therefore perhaps should be considered also muksa, the rest of the tablecloth is not considered a davar muksa. The Aruch HaShulchan has a different reason why the tablecloth should not be considered a basis, because he says the tablecloth is a basis. It serves both the table and the candelabra, and therefore the tablecloth should be considered a basis l'issa l'heter, and therefore the Aruch HaShulchan Siman Shin Tes Sif Yud Aleph also concurs with the Shulchan Aruch HaRav that it's not considered, that the tablecloth is not considered a basis l'issa, it's considered a basis l'issa l'heter. But unlike the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, who doesn't consider it at all a basis, his opinion is that it's considered a basis, but it's a basis l'issa l'heter. However, Ramosha in the Igros Moshe, Chelik Dalid Simit Ein Gimel. His opinion is that the tablecloth is considered a basis l'davar asur. He says when the Mishnah Brura, and by extension these other paiskim, they were speaking about tablecloths, that there were two tablecloths on the table. One was put under the food and one was put above the food. And therefore, then that upper tablecloth is not considered a basis l'issa of a heter. But, he says, nowadays, where we have one tablecloth on the table, and that one tablecloth, we don't want to have a table on Shabbos without a tablecloth, so your tablecloth is considered an extension of your table, and if the table, says Rav Moshe, is considered a basis l'davar asur, your tablecloth will also be considered a basis l'davar ha'asur. So again, as we saw, there are three opinions. There is the opinion of Rav Moshe, who considers the entire tablecloth a basis. There's the opinion of the Prima Gadim that says only the area under the candelabra is considered a basis. And the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch Rav and Aruch HaShulchan that the entire tablecloth is not considered a basis. Many poskim, even if they take the stricter opinion of Rav Moshe regarding the tablecloth, saying that the tablecloth will be considered a basis l'davar asur, but if one has a plastic tablecloth on top of his regular tablecloth, perhaps there we could be more lenient, because Rav Moshe's svara is that the tablecloth is considered like part of the table on Shabbos, because one wouldn't have a table on Shabbos not properly covered with a tablecloth. But the plastic is certainly not there because you want to keep your table covered in Shabbos. It's only there to protect your tablecloth. And therefore, the poskim, and coupled with the fact, as we've just been saying, there are many poskim that are in general more lenient when we speak about tablecloths. Given all of these considerations, we probably could be more lenient when we speak about the tablecloth. And therefore, if one wants to switch that plastic tablecloth by moving it without moving the candelabra and the table and tray under it, just like by pulling it out from under, the poskim are very lenient in that halacha, and they take a lenient approach that you could do that. The question, there is important to mention that the Maaser Rav here in Ois Kuf Yud Gimel quotes the Gra, who says that we shouldn't rely on this heter. The Poskim aren't quite certain why the Gra didn't want to rely on the heter of Basis L'Issava Heter, but he says that they say there that the Gra did not rely on the fact that one left chalas on the table together with the candelabra and did not want to rely on that to be allowed to move the table. And perhaps in trying to understand why the Gra took this opinion, it really goes back to a very fundamental question. Because even though, as we said in our previous year, a basis l'davar asur is considered muksa, a basis l'issa v'heter is not considered muksa, the Rivash and other paiskim all take the opinion that whenever you have a situation, a basis l'davar issa v'heter, the halacha is that the heter and isser have to have some equal value. But in a situation such as ours, where we have the candelabra, which could be a very expensive candelabra, and on the other hand, the chalas, how valuable are the chalas? The question is, how can we call something a basis list of a heter when you have the iser so much more valuable than the heter? And to help understand this question, as we understood, as we've said previously, the heter, the iser basis l'iser, basis davar aser, is because it's considered an extension of the davar aser. If there's a davar mutter, so then it's an extension of both. But in a situation where the davar mutter is so much less valuable than the davar aser, we can't consider it an extension of the davar heter when you have such an expensive davar aser. And therefore, we come back to our original question. How could the challah save the day? And there are many explanations given to answer this question. Some explain, and we really mentioned this in our previous year as well, that the halacha is that what makes the candelabra muksa? So as we quoted in our previous year, the opinion of the Mishnah Berura, quite explicit, in Siman Reish Ayin Tes, Sif Katan Aleph, the Mishnah Berura says, it's the Shalheves that's the Dover Muksa. But because the Shalheves, as we explained in that shir, there's a concern of Kibui on the Shalheves, that makes the oil under the Shalheves or the candle under the Shalheves, and then the candelabra, and everything becomes Muksa because that Shalheves is Muksa Machmasisser. And as we explained, even Rav Shimon, who takes a more lenient approach towards Muksa in our sugyas, agrees that Muksa Machmas Isser, not Kalishim, in contradistinction to Kalishim Lachdel Isser, is considered a very serious form of Muksa. So when we need to compare, we don't compare the candelabra to the challah, we need to compare the Shalheves to the candelabra. The Shalheves versus the candelabra, we could also say is certainly maybe equal in value. Moreover, specifically Bizman Hazeh, where we don't even really need that Shalheves to give light in the room, because we sit in a room where there's electricity, which is the main source of light in the room. We're lighting the Shabbos Neiris, as we've discussed and learned in our Masechta, because of the mitzvah of Chayva. There's a Chayva to Lahadlik Neiris B'Shabbos, but they're not the primary source of light. Certainly under those circumstances, the halacha is that the Shalheves is not considered more valuable than the challah. Others explain that the halacha is that if one is of very limited means and he can't afford both food for Suda Shabbos and candles, the halacha is clear he should first buy food for Shabbos. So that's clearly indication that the food of Shabbos is considered more choshev, because they come first in what you need to spend. And I saw that the Shevet Alevi and Chel Ches Simen Nunbei says that the main purpose of the table is really to eat on. And we'll speak about this concept further. And since the main purpose of the table is for chalas, so yes, the table serves primarily for the challah more than for the candelabra. However, if this is the explanation, it would make a very big difference that, and some places can in fact suggest that the challah that you should put on the table is the challah that you're going to eat on Shabbos. Just going and putting a piece of food on the table, and we'll extend this in a moment, that you're not going to eat on Shabbos, there maybe we can't say that the challah, by placing this food on the table, we make the table into a basis le'iser le'heter. It has to be something that you're going to eat on Shabbos. That's number one. Furthermore, the Paiskim discuss, what would be the halacha? You're going to put food on the table. It's going to be food that you're going to eat on Shabbos, but it's not food that It's not chala. What would be the halacha? So if we look in the Magen Avraham in Siman Reish Ayin Zayin Sif Katan Ches, he says you should put on the table kikrois v'shar dvorim. And the Paiskim say, what is kikrois v'shar dvorim? If we look in the Shulchan Aruch Rav, he says it doesn't mean kikrois v'shar dvorim. The v'shar dvorim doesn't mean together with the bread. The Shulchan Aruch Rav and Aruch HaShulchan very clearly indicate that it doesn't. What the Magen Avraham means to say is either bread or other foods that, but it seems that they have to be foods that you're going to use for Shabbos, because as we said before, Shabbos we need to eat. The table is primarily there for eating, but it has to be food that is necessary to eat on Shabbos. Therefore, for example, if you were to put a bottle of wine, probably it would also make that everything is fine, because you need to have the wine on the table to make Kiddush. Or, therefore, many Paiskim say, it has to be, you could put a sefer on the table. But, again, if you want to rely on a sefer on the table, it has to be a sefer that you're actually going to learn from on Shabbos. Because if it's going to just put a sefer on the table, that you're not even going to be learning from that sefer, or it's, you're not going to be davening from that siddur, there it's hard to say that that which is not necessary on the table should be considered a basis lissa v'leheter. Furthermore, the Paiskim say that the same would be if you didn't put food on the table, or you didn't put a sefer or a siddur on the table, but if you put on the table silverware. So again, silverware belong on the table, and silverware are part of what's a tzorich Shabbos, because as we keep on saying, one must eat meals on Shabbos, and those meals are eaten by the table. They certainly suggest the Paiskim would make that the table should be a basis l'dav issa v'heter. However, as we're explaining, it could well be that the a vase that's on the table that you have flowers in, that may not make it into a basis list of a heter. Because if we're saying that what it's needed, what makes the table into a basis list of a heter is if you have on the table things that belong on the table. So here we don't necessarily have things that are Bosses list of a heter, and therefore that you don't need them l'tzaruch Shabbos, as the Shevet Alevi said. So it's hard to call a bosses list of a heter. Furthermore, it's interesting. We spoke a few moments ago that there are paiskim the Shulchan Aruch Rav, Aruch HaShulchan, that say that the tablecloth is not considered a bosses lisser. Only the table is considered a bosses lisser. So now, if the tablecloth is not considered a bosses lisser, will the tablecloth be considered a dove heter? That if you have a tablecloth on a table, it should be considered a basis lissa l'heter. So that the Paiskim say, first of all, we have the opinion of Rav Moshe, and we have the opinion of the Prima Gadim, who say that a tablecloth is considered a basis lissa. But even according to the opinions that hold that it's not a basis lissa, but it isn't an integral part of what's needed l'tzorich su'd Shabbos. And therefore, to rely on the tablecloth alone, that the table should be considered a basis list of a heter, the Paiskim aren't prepared. And therefore, the Paiskim furthermore say, if one is not eating in his home on Shabbos, so putting the food on the table, putting a challah on the table in a situation where you're not eating at home, that challah doesn't help. And therefore, it wouldn't bake the table into a basis list of a heter. And the same comes up, the question comes up very significantly on Yom Kippur, where let's say you're going to light candles to cover Yom Kippur, and you have the tablecloth, you have the candles on the table. Putting food on your table for on Erev Yom Kippur for Ben HaShemashes would not make that table basis list of a heter, because that food is not going to be eaten. And therefore the heterim that we gave wouldn't apply. And therefore, for Yom Kippur, if you're going to want to be able to move your table for whatever reason on Yom Kippur, you should be careful to put a siddur or a sefer or a machzer, which are used on Yom Kippur, and then we can indeed call the table a basis list of a heter. What this all points to, very importantly, is there are people that don't have enough room on their Shabbos table for putting their candelabra on the Shabbos table. So they put their candelabra on a different table or on a vanity or whatever, and that's where they put the candelabra. There, the heter of putting a challah or a siddur even, or a sefer even, doesn't apply. Because as we've been explaining, the reason why putting a challah on the table makes the table into a basis list of a heter, because you have to eat at that table on Shabbos, and challah or the foods or the silverware are all part of the meal. But you don't eat on that small table where you put the candelabra. And therefore, in those situations where you have a candelabra on a small table, it's a very difficult shaila how to turn that candelabra, how to turn that little table into a boss's list of a heter. Because even let's say you'll have expensive candelabra and you'll put an expensive piece of jewelry, it may not be Eitzah, because if the jewelry doesn't belong there and you're just putting it there to make that small table into a basis list of a heter, that may not be good enough if it doesn't belong there, so that may not make it into a basis and there's no tzorich for Shabbos. Therefore, under those circumstances, if you need to move that, you should probably move it with a tiltel menatzad, which when you're moving something, not directly carrying it, when it's a davar muksa, and there's a purpose in moving it, not letzoruch davar the muksa, says the Mishnah Brura, there we could perhaps be a little more lenient in allowing that table to be moved. Otherwise, it's very difficult how to make a situation that table should not be considered a basis lesser veheter. Furthermore, the Paiskim say, this comes up, Hanukkah time, where people light Hanukkah candles on also such small tables, or small stands, that table or stand, since the candles are on, the Hanukkah candles are on there, and the Hanukkah candles obviously may not be moved as long as they're lit. Not only may they not be moved as long as they're lit, but one may not have any hana from those Hanukkah candles as long as they're lit. So the halacha would be that those Hanukkah that table becomes a basis l'davar aser, which may not be moved on Shabbos Hanukkah unless you move it tiltel menatzad or tiltel kalachiyat.